This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Sunday morning at this time, we always talk all things real estate with the good folk of Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. No Sammy Gayman today, but I've got Torsten Casper on the line. Hello, Torsten.
Hello, Eddie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
How have things been in the office this week?
Look, we've had a great week this week. Some really good sales, both from the auctions yesterday and some terrific private sales during the week and an offer on the table that we're negotiating right as we speak.
And that must be very exciting for the vendor, TK.
Very exciting. It's always great to have an offer on the table, and we're just working out where their position is, and hopefully we can get the deal done this afternoon.
What's this week's topic?
So this week we were looking at, we've been interested in seeing where the property management legislation is going, and we're still waiting for some extra detail on that, and then we'll have a greater show around that because I think that'll be interesting for our listeners. But
yep.
What it did sort of bring me to think about was relationships. And it's a question that comes up a lot. Why is it that some tenants stay longer than others? What are the secrets to having a smooth investment property? And I thought, well, that'd be a really great topic for us.
A friend of mine once said, it's not property management, it's people management.
And I think that's the key to it. Again, we have a philosophy at Chisholm and Gayman where there's mutual respect amongst all of our staff, and also an understanding that to actually manage clients' investment property to its absolute maximum, that there has to be a healthy relationship with the tenant, and that tenant is deserving of mutual respect, and basically there's a partnership there.
So where do we start fostering this relationship?
Well, I guess initially the starting process is just making sure for a start that your property management team are vetting the applications that come in, and that the ingoing tenant or tenants have got the appropriate references, have got the appropriate capacity to pay the rent, that they're not stretching themselves too far. And sometimes mm-hmm. you can find people will be a little bit more ambitious than, say, a budget should indicate. So that initial process, I think, is a really good starting point. And when we say that, I think to attract that quality tenant, you also want to be presenting your property well. So we've talked about in shows over the course of the last 12 months, and in fact, over the course of the last 3 years, Eddie, that...
Three years? Has it been that long?
I know, it has gone quickly.
Wow, it has, yes.
But presenting them in the first place and making sure that they're beautifully clean, making sure that carpets are up to date, that there are features in there that give your apartment or townhouse or house, whatever you're renting, just making sure that it presents to a point where you're going to attract good people to it. So there's your starting point.
Yes.
So you've now approved the application. Our team will sit with the tenant or tenants and just explain the systems as far and expectations and also the obligations under the terms of the lease.
That used to take me around an hour.
And I think that's the appropriate time. I think if it's happening any quicker than that, you're not really running through that handover. And that's the way I look at it, that it is, it's like handing over the keys to a car, really.
Absolutely.
You want to let them know the intricacies. You also want to let them know, the what-if questions, if there are issues, which, from time to time, a hot water service might go on you, or you might have a power outage, what you do if there's a leaking tap. Those sorts of things are all really, really important questions to run through with the tenants, and also simple things like the payment system. It's all electronic these days, but you want to let them know about their obligations and expectations on that front as well.
Do you still hand out the little red book, or is it on a disc now?
Look,
before we continue, the little red book is the statement of rights and duties for both the landlords and the tenants, and that's usually handed out at handover. It used to be a little red book, but my feeling these days is that it's on a disc.
No, look, it is they can download it on the actual site, but there is actually a physical book that does still get handed out, Eddie.
Still the little red book. Some things don't change, TK.
Well, the colour does, Eddie.
Yeah, well, yes, it does. This is The Real Estate Show. We'll be back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
9531 1245, the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, residential, commercial, property management, sales. 9531 1245 on the internet as well. What's the website, TK?
It's chisholmgayman.com.au.
Four offices, where are they?
Well, they would happen to be in Mount Martha, Blackrock, Elwood, and in Port Melbourne.
And we continue.
So, Eddie, prior to the break, we were talking about the starting point of a great relationship.
Yes.
So one of the things that I suggest to clients and long-term investors is that make sure that if there are clear maintenance instructions to your property manager so that things can be attended to quickly mm-hmm. and earnestly, so that, again, there's a sense of trust that if the tenant's looking after the home well and they're paying their rents on time, you know, they're entitled to actually expect that any maintenance and unexpected maintenance issues will be dealt with in an appropriate, professional and timely manner.
Yes.
And that does create a great sense of goodwill.
So are you saying urgent maintenance?
Urgent maintenance,
yes.
So from that point of view, I think that can make such a big difference. And also smaller touches. So, for example, we've had a few of our clients that have retrofitted air conditioning where they haven't been able to budget on a particular year, but they've actually said to the tenant, look, we'll, you know, next summer we're intending to put that in. And the goodwill that then creates is very significant for a tenant.
Absolutely.
So creating comfort for them. The other aspect, again, and in this marketplace where rents are actually quite steady, there has been an oversupply of apartments with all the new construction going on, so rents are not necessarily always going up, so it's important to be fair in your review. So the expectation...
So is it a renter's market?
I would say it's on that side.
Yes.
So it's certainly not a case where rents are being slashed, but it's certainly there are some properties that are ageing where... current rents are pretty much at the peak. So you need to...
So what you need to do is, what will make your apartment, house, townhouse unit stand out from the rest? What plus one can you give for a similar sort of rent?
And that's exactly right. And look, the other aspect is also being fair in the review. So
yes.
If you look at it as a long-term game, so if you were to say, I have two tenancies over a five-year period as opposed to five tenancies over a five-year period, and one of the trigger points is that you're always increasing the rent on that tenant and you're having a tenant move out, that vacancy period can often eat up into that increase that you're getting. So you're far better to have a less of an increase, and this is provided the increase is warranted, by the way.
Yes.
You want to have what I call a sensible increase, so that and again, that lets the property manager have a conversation with the tenant to say, look, we've had a discussion with our landlord. They're aware that they could be increasing the rent by $10 or $12, $15 a week, but they've decided to only increase it $5 a week because of your good tenancy, and we've reported back to them that you're looking after the property really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates, again, a sense of goodwill, and also, in a way, creates a designated loyalty in the sense, well, even from a commercial point of view, if they move out of your property, well, they're going to be paying more rent to move up the road, even if that is just, if it's slightly bigger or whatnot. Is that worth their while to pay the extra 15? And a lot of people will say, you know what, over the course of the year, that saves me close to $1,000, so I'll stay.
Torsten, as we know, renters often become buyers. Do you find often at Chisholm and Gayman that the house that a person may be leasing, they'll put an offer into the landlord to purchase the property?
It actually doesn't happen as often as you'd think. Often I think the choices are what we rent and not what we'd necessarily buy. So I think that try before you buy philosophy isn't as common as you would think.
Okay.
But certainly...
The only reason I raise it, TK, is because it happened a few times to me when I was doing property management.
Look, there's no question we would probably have it maybe happen once a month, but, the course of we manage over 2,000 properties, so, those statistics aren't huge when you look at that number of properties. So,
sure.
But certainly the question can get raised, but also what you'll find is that the numbers don't always quite connect either.
Sure. This is The Real Estate Show. Back in a tick.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Torsten, we continue. Now, if I could backpedal just a little bit, we mentioned previously about maintenance and urgent maintenance, but we didn't mention non-urgent maintenance. Now, when I was still doing property management, from memory, and correct me if I'm wrong, urgent maintenance needs to be attended to within a 24-hour period. Is that correct?
It does indeed.
And for non-urgent maintenance, you had to submit it in writing and it was over a longer period.
Correct. But the interesting thing with tenants is, one, making sure that they're aware that you've received the call, and we've got a terrific procedure that we have within our firm that lets them know that the job has been logged, that the maintenance people have been booked, and then also there's an expectation that the maintenance people will also contact the tenant as well. So information and communication is such an important part.
Another thing that's important with tenancies is the 6-monthly inspection.